Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Today we're going to be back in the book of James, and we're actually going to be in the final two verses of chapter one. And James is just such a solid, rich, filled scripture with so much application to our life, with so much real life application, right? There are so many things that James says that are just like a no duh. But unfortunately, with the way that our world's going, it's very countercultural. So it's very important that we keep up with that we know how we're supposed to walk as Christians. And James lays that out so amazingly. I love it. So we're in the last two verses, but before we even read them, I'd like to pray, and I'd like to invite God to jump in and just speak to us through his word today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and I thank you so much for who you are. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your plan. And God, I just pray that you'd bless this time. God, I thank you that we can meet each morning, that we can just study your word, God, and let you speak to us. God, your word doesn't return void. I just pray that you would take these words, God, and just speak to people's hearts. Plant that seed. I thank you for that. I pray these things in your name. And everyone said, amen. All right, so let's jump in. James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So, man, there are so many things. Let's just start and look at 26. So, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, there are so many things in the Bible that discuss the tongue, that discuss how powerful our words are. I mean, if we go back to Genesis, we're made in the image of God, right? God created everything in existence, right? With his words, with his mouth. He spoke them into existence. So our tongue also has that power, right? We can build people up with our tongue. With one loving truth, we can build a neighbor up, right? But unfortunately, we can tear it down. In the Bible, also in the New Testament, we see the Israelites as they are coming into the land that God promised. And Joshua is leading them. And the first place they come against is Jericho. And it's a walled city. Great defenses. Normally against walled city, right? You stake it out. You make sure that they can't get out and you trap them in the city. God had a different plan for this battle. And you guys know this. Every day they were to walk around the city. And they did that for 6 days. And for six days they were silent as they walked around Jericho. Not a word was heard. They walked around it. They went back to camp. The next day they got up, walked around it. Then on the seventh day, remember what happened? They walked around it seven times. And on the seventh time, they all shouted. The priests blew their trumpets. They all shouted. And what happened? Those walls came down. Because they listened to what God said. Because they shouted, right? Their voices toppled that wall. Such a cool story. And I believe just like in creation, God created things with his tongue. Just like Jericho, where they destroyed the walls, our tongue has that power. Our tongue can build things up in people. We can plant the seed of the gospel. And we can tear people down with ungodly, unspiritual words. Our tongue is so powerful. There are so many verses that have to deal with the tongue. In a chapter, right? In James 3, verses 5 through 6, James says this about the tongue. He says, "So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. Our tongue can lead us literally to hell. That's crazy. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what we pour into our hearts and into our brains is what's going to come out of our mouth. And again, let's build up, okay? 1 Peter 3:10 says, "For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit." So if we want to love life and seek good days, keep our tongues from evil. How do we do that? By staying in our word, by filling our hearts and our minds with the word of God, with filling our fellowship with people who think the same. That doesn't mean we're never out in the world, right? We're definitely there, but we're there as a witness. When the world sees that we're going to use our tongue and our mouth to build others up, to preach the gospel, that's different. The world doesn't do that. Our culture stays away from that. Our culture wants to use their tongue to shoot people down. And as we get closer and closer to the coming of Christ, it's more evident that our culture is getting further and further away from the solid truth that's in the Bible, from the solid application that James gives us to our everyday life. There's a couple more verses that were just powerful that stuck out to me. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." We're not to just speak out. We're not just to puke our words out. We're supposed to think them through, have our mind filled with this. Ephesians 4:29, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Man, I hope you guys are hearing there's some solid truth. Again, 26, right? "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." When we can't hold our tongue accountable, when we can't put into our hearts and minds the things that we want to come out of our mouth, our religion is useless. It says he deceives his own heart. There's other translation that says he's a fool, right? He deceives himself. He's not a religious person. If we can't control our tongue, we're not religious. And if, well, we are, but our religion is useless. So here's my challenge for you today, guys. My challenge for you is to go, first of all, get yourself into the word. Pour this into your hearts and mind, because from the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. When we pour these things into our hearts and mind, when we pour God's word in, the amazing thing is God's word comes out. And God's word never returns void. That seed is planted. When we're sharing the gospel, it might seem like they are not responding, they are completely back towards it, their walls are completely up, but that seed is planted. And that's all we have to do. That's all we can do. Because then the Holy Spirit takes over and starts watering that seed. So my challenge to you is fill your hearts, your minds with God's word, so that that's what comes out of your mouth. And then share that with others so that they may know Jesus. They may know the way to heaven. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.